As part of another Lost Stories, with thanks to the Mareeba Heritage Centre, I am joined in the studio by Melania Sek. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mick.
Let's start by talking about your husband, Jose. What made him come to Australia?
Well, Jože was born in Slovenia. That was part of Yugoslavia then. And soon after Second World War. And when he grew up here, they were very, very poor. There was nothing in the country. There was nowhere to go. No social security. No factories. Family was very huge. And they had 8 children plus mother and father. And the farm was very small. And they really, really start struggling to live. So I got some stories here how they make a living. Which are tremendous. For example, they were making charcoal by burning wood on a slow combustion fire in the forest. Then his father started to collecting bullets and extracting gunpowder. That was good income from both of them, but very extremely dangerous, especially collecting bullets for gunpowder. And 1 year was extremely cold winter. They were normally doing it in a shed, but it was extremely cold winter, so they shifted to do a job in the kitchen, in the house, in the kitchen by the fire. And one day, big explosion. My husband was telling me how they were jumping through the window wherever they could, and it was a miracle that nobody got killed. And that really make a turn in his life. He said, we have to do something. It's got to be better way than like this. And also, he didn't see no prospect that he'll ever be able to do no jobs, no nothing, not having good life in Slovenia and part of Yugoslavia. So he decided that he will go for immigration. At that particular time, a lot of young people like his age, he was 19 by then, so he decided that he will escape the border. We were very close to Italy, where they were accepting the migrants. And he was about 30 kilometers away, and he went by foot. And that was in 1955. He arrived in Udine and applied for refugee protection visa. And a year after, he was transferred to Sant'Antonio, Salerno, in refugee camps, where he became a cook. So he already progressed.
And of course, there's organizations that help people to do these migrations too, don't they?
Yes, there were some great, really, really great organization. I must tell you about them. Yeah, and only a couple of years after, an organization like Foreign Service of USA, together with the National Catholic Welfare Conference and Intergovernmental Committee of European Migration, they were helping refugees to migrate to the countries like USA, Canada, Venezuela, Argentina, and so on.
Yeah, very good job, don't they?
Yeah, and so Jože, that's how we pronounce in Slovenian name, Jože, he received letter from a National Catholic Welfare Conference, 1956, with an offer to migrate to Australia. The letter suggests that everything was going to be organized for him, including travel arrangement details and everything, and the placement.
Okay.
So, So Joe went from Genoa in year 1957, Genoa, Italy, with a ship, by the ship, Frazier was the name, on the voyage to Australia. They sailed for more than 1 month, arriving in Melbourne, 1957. Beside the traveling ticket, he had a special contract document, Seatman, they called it, and had special conditions attached. I think it was supposed to be that he was healthy and he was could be a potential worker that Australia desperately needed then. So from Melbourne, he was then transferred to a military migration camp in Bonagila. 57. Bonagila, it was very, very interesting and very well-known centre in Australia, for the refugees. And he only stayed there for about 12 days or so, and they found him a job in Mildura picking grapes.
Ah, picking fruit.
Yeah, yeah. And after Mildura, I think he was staying there for about nearly 1 year. Then he went to North Queensland in cutting timber at Jupunvale.
Oh, down near Innisfail.
Yeah, Innisfail. It was, I actually found a letter. It was a very exciting letter that he never sent it to the family. And he was telling me too that they were forbidden because it was very strict communism in Yugoslavia then. And the newcomers, they were forbidden to write letters back home. And so I found unsent letter. And can you imagine, so many interesting things. Among that, I found that he was so desperate to get to know, because he didn't know for 1 year was family alive or not.
That's right.
He had no contact.
Mm.